The use of any kind of fire direction control, as far as hand grenades are concerned, is not a common occurrence in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. However, sometimes that does become necessary and advisable in the combat conditions we run into here. In an encounter with a large North Vietnamese Army force near Cam Lo in the Republic of South Vietnam, a Marine corporal used principles of fire direction control and a lot of hand grenades to silence a deadly enemy machine gun position. Corporal Rex wrote exactly what happened while you were out there.
Well, first our company was online and we were sweeping along our Route 9. Had half company on one side and half on the other. And just as we were at the base of Mike's Hill, the ambush that was sent out that night told us that there was enemy machine gun position straight in front of us. As our platoon commander moved up to view the situation, a burst of automatic fire caught him in the right shoulder and into the side. I moved around behind where he was, and at the time I didn't know who was yelling, but up on Mike's Hill someone yelled to throw grenades. Enemy fire was coming in. I was just kind of excited for a minute. Then I just grabbed a grenade and I threw it. Then they yelled down to me. They said it was too far. The next one I threw, I didn't throw it quite as far, but then they kept yelling that there was an enemy in the hole. I couldn't see him from there. That's why it was so hard for me to place the grenade in the right position. I grabbed another grenade, I threw it, and it was still off. By the time I was out of grenades, I had to start borrowing grenades. After I borrowed another grenade, I just kept yelling to some of my men and my fire team to cover me in case the enemy would jump up and I would get shot. I threw one more grenade and they said it was close, but it was still too far. At this time, I was getting more mad than anything. So I just borrowed one more grenade and I just ran up to, I was about 4 or 5 meters from the hole. I just dropped it in. I knew it went in, I saw it, and I saw the machine guns in the hole. I just ran back and lay down, and as I turned around, I saw an explosion. I saw part of a machine gun fly up, and I knew that everyone had been killed in the hole. After that, we just searched the hole and took all the weapons.
During the time you were throwing these grenades, were you under fire continuously?
There was sporadic, but most of all, it was pretty continuous fire. I had to keep pretty low, and all the men that were covering me were laying down. It was pretty heavy fire coming in.
Now, during this encounter, when Corporal Rexrode knocked out an enemy machine gun position with a grenade, the company commander of Lima Company was just a few meters away. Sir, what did you see while this was going on?
I saw an open area surrounded by thick and heavy vegetation on the edge of a stream bed. I observed a Marine, who I later found out to be Corporal Rexrode, move out through this exposed area under enemy fire, which was more or less continuous throughout, and throw a hand grenade. Then he'd look up toward Mike's Hill to some Marines sitting on the side of a hill. They'd give him an adjustment. He'd go back, pick up another hand grenade, and continue to throw until he went right up to the edge of the hole and finally dropped the grenade right in and destroyed the position. This was particularly important because at that time the entire sweep had been held up by this enemy machine gun position, which dominated the flat ground. And by knocking out this one position, he allowed the sweep to continue, forcing the enemy to withdraw to the north and relieving the pressure on Mike's Hill.
Captain McLaughlin, I understand the Corporal Rexrode has been submitted for a combat award. Could you tell me what that is, sir?
I recommended and issued a supporting statement for his recommendation for a Silver Star based on the fact of his repeated exposure to enemy fire to knock out this position, which had held up our attack.
Well, the story of Corporal Dennis Rexrode, one of many Marines who distinguished themselves in the continuing battle for Mike's Hill near Cam Lo in the Republic of Vietnam. I'm Marine Combat Correspondent Corporal Jim Groom reporting from the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.
When you release it 400 feet and pull out at 300 feet, it's a proven fact you're going to deliver your ordnance a lot more accurately than you can as some of the other services do, by 45-degree dive bombing runs, releasing at 8,000 feet and pulling out by 5. There's no way that you can deliver ordnances accurately dropping from this altitude as you can when you get right down on the deck and drive it in till it scares you, and then go ahead and release and pull off.
A Marine fighter pilot outlines the basic concept underlying all Marine close air support flown in support of ground troops in the Republic of Vietnam. Here's that story with Marine Sergeant Joe McMahon.
When you leave Da Nang, do you know where your target is? Just actually what takes place after you take off?
No, generally we never know what the targets are going to be before we get airborne. Once we get airborne, we know the area we're going to, like Khe San or Wei or Dong Ha, whatever it is. And you know the area you're going to, and then you're turned over to either an O-1 or even a ground FAC, who at this time will brief you on the target, tell you what the target is, and he'll give you the whole situation brief.
Who actually makes the determination as to how many runs and what distance the ordnance is supposed to be delivered from?
Okay, it's the flight leader. The flight leader makes this decision, and his decision's based on several different things. First of all, what kind of ordnance he has aboard. Of course, if you're receiving heavy fire, then it's desirable to make as few runs as possible. However, the prime consideration is the troops on the ground. If they're taking fire, then you've got to expose yourself a lot more. And if it's an important target, you know, all these things weigh in the flight leader's decision. But primarily, it's the troops on the ground. If they're taking fire, if they're in trouble, then we'll get down there and do everything we can. We're continuously up at Khe San now, and everybody knows how heavy the ground fire there is and everything. And I think we're continuously making low angle and multiple runs up there. And as far as I'm concerned, Marine Aviation is the only thing right now that's keeping them from overrunning Khe San.
That was Marine Sergeant Joe McMahon reporting. I'm Corporal Jim Groom at the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.